The city of Los Angeles is one step closer to breaking apart. A government commission last night decided to let Los Angeles residents vote if the San Fernando Valley should be allowed to break away. The valley accounts for one-third of Los Angeles. The issue will be on the ballot in November, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Nearly 1.4 million people live in the San Fernando Valley, a mostly suburban expanse just north of the Hollywood Hills. If it were independent, it would be the sixth largest city in the country. But for decades, residents of the Valley, as it's known here, have felt disrespected socially and neglected politically. That's why Tanny Wiggins and Barbara Graham were at the commission meeting yesterday, proudly wearing Free the Valley t-shirts.
A lot of people in the city of Los Angeles seem to consider it the Valley. You know, it's like, oh, that poor soul. She moved into the Valley. You know, how is she? But that's a frivolous complaint. It's much more serious than that.
The serious part is about money, about whether the Valley gets services in proportion to taxes paid. To gain control of their own purse strings, a majority of Valley voters will have to cast their ballots in favor of a new city. A majority of voters in Los Angeles as a whole would also have to agree to let the Valley go. Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn has called the potential breakup a disaster of biblical proportions.
The cost of the city's taxpayers will go up, services will go down, and in both areas, the new Valley city and the remaining city, we think public safety is jeopardized.
By law, the commission overseeing this issue must make sure that Los Angeles would not be harmed by secession. Everyone agrees that the new San Fernando Valley city would have to pay Los Angeles alimony, mostly to make up for lost tax revenue. But the amount set by the commission has varied over the months, and just this past Tuesday, one day before the vote, the commission unveiled yet another number, one much more favorable to L.A. The mayor argued the constant changes make no sense, and he begged the commission to put off the vote.
Show us your work. Show us how you got to these numbers. Show us how clearly this number can change so dramatically in one week. There's no hurry here. There's no rush to judgment. You have plenty of time to do this right.
But the city of Los Angeles has not restricted itself to futile pleading. There have been suggestions that residents of the New Valley City could have to pay Los Angeles more for water and power. There have been hints the whole thing could end up in court. Jeff Brain, the head of Valley Vote, the primary Valley independence organization, said the mayor's just trying to confuse and frighten people.
If we were talking about a foreign government where 1.4 million people wanted their independence, and the political leader threatened to withhold water, or threatened to raise rates, or go to court to block it, or even raise money, millions of dollars, to kill it, we would all be outraged. And here we are in the second largest city in America, and that's what's happening here.
Los Angeles may not be the second largest city in America for long. It would drop to third if the San Fernando Valley became independent. And sometime in the next couple of weeks, the commission will decide if voters should also let Hollywood and the harbor area break away from Los Angeles and start cities of their own. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.